Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Believe Podcast Network presents the FCS Football Podcast with Joe DeLeon.
Well, let's get fat.
And Sean Anderson.
I am a soothsayer.
Just gross.
Gross. Are you opening the show? Because we're recording.
I can't take you seriously.
Why? Because of the eye?
No, because you changed your hair. Yes, the eye.
Oh, okay. I'm having a Bobby Petrino day. I'm pulling up after absolutely eating shit on a motorized vehicle.
Don't call it a vehicle. Well, because people think that's an ATV. People think it's going to be something cool.
No.
What was it?
It was a bird scooter. So, it looks like we're going right into this. This is the Believe in FCS Football Podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm Joe DeLeon here with my former teammate, Sean Anderson, from the University of Rhode Island. Those tuning in on video and also who saw me on Twitter, I posted the picture. On Saturday, I came back from New Jersey to LA, and I had an intent to not do anything. And my asshole friend from San Diego would not relent from coming up here. And I kept telling him, like, dude, I just want to watch the football games. I'm just going to chill today. And he literally showed up. Like, he literally texted me, like, hey, I'm an hour away. I'm on the train. And I then had to make plans with him and go find stuff to do. We were hanging out at one place, and we decided to head to another. And I'm not a fan of these bird scooters. I don't like them. They scare the shit out of me. I have never once ridden them and not felt extremely rode them and not felt your answer was wrong.
Ridden. You said ridden.
Who the hell knows? I have never.
That's the quarterback for Cincinnati.
I have
Desmond Ridded.
I have never been not been on one of these things.
Boo. And
that was a bad one.
Suck. Just oosh. I suck.
I've never not been on one of these things and not been worried. Like, I always drive them very carefully. And we were going through a part of Santa Monica, which has the most uneven ground. There is debris and garbage everywhere.
Sure.
A walk that would have been a mile. And I let my asshole friend convince me to. I'm very mad at him, if anyone can't tell. I'm not hanging out with him for a while after. I blame him entirely for this. He coaxes me into getting onto the bird. I'm like, fine, we'll get on the bird. And I, like 10 minutes in, I miss like the dip in the curb to get onto the next, like to go into the crosswalk. Completely miss it.
Sure.
Bird goes sideways. Mm-hmm. Catch myself on my hands, catch myself on my knee. And then my head bumps into the ground. Completely destroy the side of my glasses. They're bent. Luckily, I got them a little bit fixed, but I'm eventually going to need to replace them. But I scrape my face. And because it's my eye, completely let the thing up. So that's the thing, is it looks a lot worse than it was, in my opinion. It's just because like I bumped my head, and it wasn't that hard of contact. I've been hitting the head a lot harder from playing football.
Obviously.
But it was just because it's your face. The skin on your face is way more sensitive, so it's going to look way worse than a knee or a palm.
I tell you, it looks awful. And thanks. We were standing in the pre-show meeting, but the air quotes for the non-video people. It takes a lot for me to say, ooh, that's bad. You know, it takes a lot. Normally, if I see someone scratch it, and I'll say this, my entire house that I'm living in now, they've all crashed on the bird scooters multiple times. Never have they come back looking like this. No, they scraped up their knees, you know, scraped up their elbow a little bit. You look, when I first saw the picture, you were smiling. So I'm like, did Joe just get in a fight? And did he possibly win a fight?
No. Okay. No.
I actually
unless
thought
the
fight
was with the concrete. Unless it was with
you
the
lost.
Concrete. The concrete won.
It's a hideous look that I'm seeing right now. It's just bad. And I'm not trying to make you feel bad because everyone does stupid things and everyone falls down. I'm someone that loves watching people fall down. As long as it's not like an old person, I mean, watching a kid fall down and just fall, and you wait for the screaming. It's the best thing ever. You know, just thunk.
Right.
It's the best. It's the best. But Joe falling down makes me so much happier because he just deserves it sometimes.
Yeah, I'm also
just a kick in the ass.
It is a kick in the ass. Yeah, things were going too well for me for a stretch of time, and it was one of those things where it's just like something has to come in and not completely knock me out, but just completely just one piece me, and then you know I have to get back to reality, kind of thing.
You know why that doesn't happen to me? Because I do nice things.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Tomorrow I'm going to get some blood work done for a possible bone marrow transplant. And I'm only mentioning that. God. I'm only mentioning that because at URI Football, we did a big awareness thing. We did a whole big day with Be The Match. I'm going to plug them because it's a good cause.
That's fine. I can't believe that nice was the people. Way that... You could have brought that up at the end of the show or at a different point of the show.
They're very nice people. It's a great organization. Be The Match. If you want to possibly, you know, help somebody out, you get a swab of your saliva, you let them know where you're from or where you think you're from. And then if you have a possible candidate, they'll match you up. And I'm only saying this because, I don't know, I'm going in tomorrow to do that.
Yeah,
it's a good cause. It's a nice thing, but that's why I won't fall off a bird scooter. And I don't even know if I'm going to end up having to do the procedure.
You're using this transition to bring it. I'm literally, you're a bad person for using that to tell everybody how good of a person you are. You are. You're a terrible person for just doing
that. I feel like
that.
The listeners should know that my joke at the beginning is thinly veiled.
Please leave a comment on Twitter or on YouTube if Sean is a terrible person for just doing what he just did. That was... You're going to fall off a bird really soon if that's justification for not falling off one.
Not going to happen.
I also think that you don't fall off of them because you're too big to get on them. Like I'm already too top heavy to be on those things.
I'm jumping off. I'm bebutting, scatting around Arlington. I'm jumping off the curbs on them. I'm doing. Sometimes I'll just go. Actually, I do have to go 1 foot because my feet are too big for the entire thing to go 2 feet. So I'm just one legging it the whole time. I mean, just hot dogging because I got no fear. Because I do good things, and if you want to do a good thing, head to bethematch.com. Check it out. It's just what good people do.
You're such. There's so many things wrong with that. It is such a good cause. It is a really great cause, and we did so much for them. But I can't believe you just did that. That is.
Well, they do so much for others.
I think so much less of you. I think so much less of you for just trying to use that in the. I want to know what Colin says. Colin, feel free to chime in.
No more Colin.
Colin leaves 11 comments on our videos. Can somebody else please comment?
He did something super hacky also. It's just, we'll do hack of the week on the preview, I think, right?
I don't know. We'll do it whenever. It's playoff time. It's a little different.
It's too much.
All right, Sean, we got ad reads. We've got two today. So can you do the first one? I'll do the second one.
Thanks for making it sound like a chore. It wouldn't be.
I said it like we were excited. What are you talking about? It sounded like a chore.
We got two ad reads. Look, you'd be excited about talking about Bet Online if you were me and you won a bunch of money on Monday night betting on the Washington football team money line. Who's the sick son of a bitch that did it? I did. Who would ever think about doing that against Russell Wilson in primetime when Washington hasn't won a primetime and a Monday night game since 2014? 7 years, people. Who decided they're going to be the sick SOB that breaks the streak? That's me. That's your boy. And you know why? I'm walking around knowing I can just plug whatever I want and make myself look out to be a better person because I won money and you can too. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV50 to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, whatever you want to bet on, it's there. And you could sit around just counting your money, just counting it, laughing at people that fall off of scooters like I do. You know why? I can do that because I can buy a bird scooter now with what I won. And then I could buy one and then I could just have that floating around Arlington watching people crash it. And just sit back and laugh, just watching the money flow in. And that's because I use Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. Bet Online, where the game starts. 9 minutes, where the show starts.
Yeah, 9 minutes. We're officially at that point. So what you should actually do with your new or your wow, that was a terrible attempt at transition.
Okay.
What you should do with your new earnings, Sean, is head to Lightbox. So say goodbye to dull gifts. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the brightest gift of the year using cutting-edge technology and innovative. Wow. Maybe I got a concussion. Innovative techniques. They've cracked the science of sparkle, creating the highest quality lab-grown diamonds you can find at a light price, $800 per carat. They make that makes it seem like it's so much cheaper, but I know nothing about the price of diamonds. They have the same chemical
makeup.
You
want to admit.
Do I look like I know the price of diamonds?
Diamond expert Joe DeLeon here. I know that diamonds usually range from $100,000 to $100,000.
What are those shows where the you know, you got the lady standing in front of the table with all
QVC
the
QVC shows?
Yeah, the QVC shows. Yeah, that's going to be me one of these
interesting
days.
Pronunciation of the letter Q, but okay.
They have the same chemical makeup of natural diamonds, but just are grown in the lab because of their process. They can create stones in blush pink and beautiful blue, as well as classic white. Shut up.
Sorry on his face.
Shut up. Lightbox lab grown. This is why I don't do reads. Lab grown diamonds are the gift they'll never want to take off, priced so they won't have to. They really do make any outfit sparkle. Visit lightboxjewelry.com to add sparkle to your holiday shopping. That's lightboxjewelry.com. Lightbox diamonds, never a dull moment. So I already know Sean actually already ordered himself some Lightbox earrings. So be on the lookout for that. By the way, I butchered the read worse on the Draft Prospect show.
How is that even possible? That's not your first time doing it?
Second time doing it.
Oh my God, Joe.
This was the day after the crash too. This was like me running on absolute fumes.
Are you drinking water? Are you hydrating?
I'm hydrating. Okay. I just replaced the filter in my Brita.
And ugh, enough.
I went six.
This is a tap water show. The listeners are football fans.
You don't drink the tap water.
Tap water fans.
You don't drink the tap. That's how you lose your teeth.
What? Why is it so bad?
It's just this is like the most dirty, one of the most dirty cities in the country. What do you mean?
Why is the water so bad?
Oh, I don't know. There's just a high lead rust content.
What?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh yeah, it's well known in Los Angeles. You do not drink the tap water.
So I wouldn't even drink you know me. I drink all types of tap water.
Well, that's why I got the Brita. That's why I got the Brita. So you're
so covered. I would not. I still wouldn't drink it myself. Like I would go out there. I'd have a sip. I'd be like, oh.
You could probably drink it, but you might feel a little queasy after a couple days. I don't know for sure, but I'm just kind of assuming you might feel a little odd, and you might be like, this was not a good idea.
Okay.
I don't know anything about how water affects people, so someone's going to come in here. We're going to have a random southeastern Louisiana fan giving me a full breakdown of how lead content in water impacts someone's health, but whatever.
You think that's where we're getting it from? And I'm not to just, you wouldn't think one of the Ivy League listeners would have some more better information on that instead of a CELA listener. No offense.
It's going to be a plumber.
Not making any judgments, but I'm just saying. Come on.
It's going to be a plumber that comes in with that information.
Oh, okay. It's a different way. That's a different way of looking at it.
All right. So we got to talk about this bracket.
God.
Let's talk about it for like 8 minutes out of the day.
You know how upset people are going to be?
Could you imagine?
Could you imagine? And then people were actually mad at us last week.
No, they weren't.
Well, they weren't happy with us that we put it out so late.
Oh, it's because we put it out late. But yeah, I don't care. I'm sorry, guys. I don't care because of what we had going on that week.
They don't know. And it's
fine. It was a rough week.
But we actually, it's,
we love you guys.
The FCS needs that. The FCS talk actually needs to happen. Yep. The show. Yep.
All right. So want to run through these scores and then we've got some takeaways. Or we don't feel it's necessary to literally walk through every single game. But on the top of the bracket, Incarnate Word, Incarnate Word's War defeated Trey Self and Stephen F. Austin 35-28. They will face off against one-seeded Sam Houston. UT Martin narrowly beats Missouri State. That is Bobby Petrino's Missouri State. 32-31, they will play Montana State, the 8th-seeded Montana State team. Holy Cross barely edges Sacred Heart 13-10. They will play 5th-ranked Villanova. That is going to be a bloodbath. Sacramento State is going to face off against South Dakota State after they demolished UC Davis 56-24. Flipping to the other side of the bracket, Southern Illinois beat South Dakota 22-10. They get to take on the Bison, second-seeded North Dakota State. Davidson smacked by the Owls of Kennesaw State, 48-21. Their next matchup is seventh-ranked ETSU. UNI falls to Eastern Washington after, according to Sean, a last-second heave, 19-9.
Another game.
They will play what?
Holy Cross, last-second heave. Eastern Washington, Berrier play.
You confused me. 19-9, they will now play six-seeded Montana. I was going to say that didn't sound right. Good thing you corrected me. Yeah, because I did see the end of that game. I don't know why I listened to you. 38.
No, you just didn't listen. You not listen to me. You didn't listen. If you listened to me, we wouldn't have this disconnect. You are trying to be spin, Dr. Spin, aren't you? That's what you are.
Eat shit.
You stink.
Southeastern Louisiana, 38. Florida A&M, 14. they now will play third seeded James Madison. So Sean, here we are. I have to say the first thing I'm bringing up here, and it's something that we talked about on that preview episode we put out on Friday. I stand by this. Not only did Sacred Heart, Holy Cross, and Davidson not really belong in this bracket, and they played in embarrassing fashion, but they also were put into hilariously stupid matchups, specifically the Sacred Heart Holy Cross game. That should have been a warm-up game for a South Dakota State. I would have much rather getting to see SFA play against Holy Cross and then Missouri State go up against Sacred Heart, and then we actually have a competitive team going up against Villanova. But we're deprived of that, and now we have to watch Villanova get a second bye as they completely slap the shit out of Holy Cross this upcoming week.
Every game can't be a winner, Joe. And also, if you're upset with the matchups, I'm fine. Let the two stinkers play each other. It's fine. It's fine. Instead of bombing up a whole bunch of you'd rather watch a sucky game blowout than a 35-28 overtime win.
I'd rather in the second round. I would rather have more competitive teams. We shouldn't have
also,
this.
Well, so you're not in favor of a conference winner getting an auto bid?
No, that's not what I'm saying. But I think they should have restructured the matchups better.
I think it was about as good as matchups that you could ask for with this field. Come on, dude. Come on. Hot UNI versus Eastern Washington. Sorry for the A and U in the pronunciation of hot there. FAMU versus Southeastern Louisiana. Okay, bit of a blowout. UC Davis, South Dakota State. Very good. That's a great matchup on paper. That's supposed to be an exciting game. South Dakota State won by a good amount. Sacred Heart, Holy Cross, let those two, you know, duke it out, throw the marshmallows at each other. That's fine. UT Martin, Missouri State, 32-31, 1-point game. And overtime win for Incarnate Word. Southern Illinois, South Dakota, snooze fest, but that's fine. And then Kennesaw State versus Davis. If you like the run game, you can just watch that game. If you like watching people run the ball, watch the Kennesaw game. I think it's a little bit of everything for everybody.
I don't disagree with that. And I'm
Wait.
I am not that much of an extremist. I'm going to sit here and say we need to remove auto bids. Could you imagine if I was calling for something like that? But my point is, those teams are naturally not as well equipped to face off against some of these other teams. And if you're not as good, you should have a difficult matchup in the first round. You shouldn't pit the two New England teams that if they played a CAA team, they're going to lose by 30.
Sure.
If you earn the auto bid, you need to earn the right to advance to the second round. You shouldn't get the easiest matchup on the board, which is another barely in it conference winner team from a small, weak conference. That's like, wait.
Well, they played each other.
Yes.
You have to say we can't oversaturate the first round so much. You can't do that.
It's like when the college football playoff expands to 12 teams, and let's say hypothetically, the MAC and the Sun Belt had an auto bid. Instead of let's say, a two-loss LSU team, instead of them getting to play whoever wins the MAC, you pit the MAC winner against the Sun Belt winner, and then LSU has to play a three-loss Tennessee team. That doesn't make any sense. The team that earned the right to have an easier game but not getting a bye should be put in that situation. I just don't like it. And I think some people are going to agree with me on this. No knock on those programs. They're small, weak programs. I'm sorry.
You're talking to me like I'm a small, weak gentleman right now. The way the talking down you are doing is
stupid hat.
Oh, why don't you like my hat?
You know why.
Why?
You know why.
Say it.
You know why.
Tell me why you don't like this hat.
Because I don't like USC.
I don't like USC.
I don't like the way that sits on your head. You put it on to piss me off.
It matched a little bit. And then also, yeah, because how could it not? Stupid Lincoln Riley and then stupid Brian Kelly are both doing stupid things. So why not?
Whatever. What's your final take on my take?
What do you mean final take on your take?
Do you have anything else to say?
I think that the committee that put this together did a fine job. I applaud them. Because now we have a bunch of great matchups for the second round. We'll get to that later on in the week. Right now, I'm looking at it saying, oh, not a bad week of football. Not a bad week of football. And you know what happened? The better teams moved on, Joe. They all moved on. You're just upset that Villanova gets to play Holy Cross.
I'm going to call Thor, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Second one, and I tweeted this one out, Sean, and it was met with very positive response. South Dakota State might have really screwed themselves out of a seed because of, you know, some silly losses, especially that South Dakota one. Mm-hmm. But man, these dudes are legit. These guys, if we had to pick out of the group, and I'm sure you agree with me, the unseeded teams that had to do essentially the play-in, they are the most likely to contend. And I don't think that's a hot take. To beat UC Davis 56-24, that requires some serious firepower to do that.
With Isaiah Davis back, you're correct. Before that, still Eastern Washington riding with that. Still with the buzzsaw that is Southeastern Louisiana. Who wants to play them and that offense right now? Who would want to? Do you want to? Our best roadie team. You put every best player from the 4 years we were there. Put them all on a team. Would you still want to play Southeastern Louisiana?
No shot.
No shot.
No shot.
So, South Dakota State, congratulations. I see Brendan and Chad and everybody freaking out in the first half over what I... Oh, God, they're huge fans, and I can tell they're huge fans, is all I'm going to say. Not hacks, but big fans.
Just big fans, yeah.
Yes. If you catch me on a Sunday watching an Atlanta game, maybe it will be somewhat similar. But look, they're a good team. We saw them in person. We know they got the dogs and they got the big boys up front that just keep on paving the way. And we'll get to fat stats because if you haven't seen it or you just followed your team in the playoffs, there's a couple names and there's
chubby stats.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of tags and some DMs,
tons of DMs.
I like it. Final takeaway on that, though, I think getting Isaiah Davis back is huge for this Jackrabbit team. They're a sleeping giant. We know that they are a legitimate team. Their record just kind of put them in a tricky spot especially because of that South Dakota loss. But they are going to give Sac State a run for their money, and I'm probably going to pick the Jackrabbits to win that game.
They could give any team in this bracket a run for their money. They're a good team. I mean, what was it?
The three seed.
3 weeks ago, they were in the bye. They had the bye. Now it's all right, you got to play an extra game. So maybe they got a little upset about that, which they should, because they're better than having to. They should have been in the top eight. Not because the people who voted in the top eight were wrong, but they know they should have been in the top eight. We know they should have been in the top eight. Just a couple silly losses.
Right. Just a couple silly losses. Sean, how about you for takeaways? What are some things that stuck out to you?
I hate to say it, but I called my shot. Normally, I like to brag about how I don't know anything about the FCS. Yeah, I could break down film with the best of them. I could do this and that, you know, provide maybe a little humor to the show. But I called my shot. Kennesaw State Davidson. I told everybody on Friday, Davidson was not going to be prepared for this game. They weren't. And Kennesaw State has just done, they just did what they were supposed to do. They faced a team that doesn't face teams like Kennesaw. Davidson did not know what to do with a quarterback that threw the ball five times in one game. Five pass plays, Joe.
Five?
How do you game plan for that? How do you game plan for that? How do you game plan for five passes?
You don't. You just tell him don't even look at. Don't, if he throws the ball, just let him.
Now, I'm not saying Kennesaw State's going to win the whole thing. I would take a bet that they won't, happily. But the odds would be so in my favor there that I wouldn't get any money. But they create chaos, and that's what I like. Everyone else that's moved on, Joe, Villanova, Holy Cross, Sac State, South Dakota State, Sela, James Madison, Eastern Washington, Montana, ETSU, North Dakota State, Southern Illinois, Sam Houston, Incarnate Word, Montana State, UT Martin. There's only one team in here that creates chaos, designs for chaos, Kennesaw State. For whatever reason, it gets me excited. They're not going to win the championship. They're not going to win this next game against Eastern Tennessee State, but they are creating chaos because you know what? Eastern Tennessee is going to have a problem because it's not like you know how we would do game to game. And if we're playing an opponent, normally maybe you had to change up between, at least for me, facing a four down front versus a three down front. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we understand the rules. There are simple rules that we can adjust week to week. So if you're Eastern Tennessee State and you're sitting here like, okay, we just played whoever. And sometimes they put five in the box, they run a bare front. You know, sometimes you do this or that. I'm like, all right. What do you do on defense when you're looking at a team that never passes the ball? It throws you completely out of whack, especially if you win next week. What are you going to do with the knowledge that you had for defending six different players that could run the rock? What are you going to do with that? There's nothing you can do with that. So what they do is they throw teams completely out of whack and they waste a week of their preparation. Because normally team to team, right? You're going to get some similarities. All right, guys, this is kind of same as last week. A little bit of hiccup, but you know, you're not going to really have to tweak your technique that much. Now we got safeties going to have to dive at tight end's legs. And what are you doing with the extra tackle and two fullbacks? Who's taking the second fullback? It's going to throw Eastern Tennessee State out of whack. I hope Kennesaw wins because to see the chess game between Kennesaw State and North Dakota State in the next round, if that were to happen, I live for this.
I think North Dakota State would probably smack the crap out of them, but
I know, but I love to see the one team that says, convention be damned. We're going to do our own thing. You game plan for us. We'll be good. We've seen your type of teams all year. You deal with us now. It's exciting.
I have never seen you this passionate, and apparently the triple option is all it takes.
Well, I'm just trying to jinx them.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. No,
I'm joking. There we go. I'm joking.
Sorry, Nick Massaroni.
I know Nick and Sean really like that team. I'm joking, boys. I'm joking.
You totally just jinxed the crap out of them.
I know.
I will say this, looking at the bracket, they got a nice warm-up game to get things roll in with their triple option, get into a rhythm. They actually might have like one of the more favorable paths to make it as a final seed. North Dakota State's not going to be an easy opponent, but I mean, I don't think ETSU is like a really scary, like you're not going to get past them type of a team. Like that's a winnable matchup for Kennesaw, and we'll reevaluate on the preview show. Sean, last thing I want to bring up here before we get some fat stats in. I am really perplexed on what to make of Eastern Washington. Mm-hmm. They won 19-9. I watched this game for a little bit and it kind of gave me the same sense that I got from when I watched them struggle offensively and also narrowly beat some of these teams. For them to only put up 19 points, that's obviously a problem considering what we know that they're capable of, considering what their bread and butter is. But they do just enough to win. The crazier part is that now they're rematched against Montana, who is seeded, but they already beat. So now, I have no idea what to make of this. And I say this every week. There's always something that just confuses the shit out of me. And I sit here and I go, man, I have no idea how to properly predict this. Because EWU, I would argue, a 19-point win or 19-9 win doesn't provide a ton of momentum.
No, because Northern Iowa is the momentum crusher. That's what they are. Even if you beat them, you just sit there like, ugh. You know, like, ugh. What do we just do? We just play a game? Did we win? I don't know. it's like pouring concrete. You're like, all right, slowly but surely, I guess now I have half of a patio. Yeah, that's what I see. Playing Northern Iowa is like doing concrete work. Just got to grind it out. You got to get the hose in. It's still tumbling. Oh, no. It's not already yet. And then, okay, they stink. They don't stink, but they suck the life out of you. So, I mean, Eastern Washington, Berrier, not his sharpest, not beginning his season Berrier, where he was just carving up teams, 600 yards, 8 touchdown stuff, but he had a crazy play, escaped like 3 tackles, and then still was able to run it into the end zone. Everyone saw that one. That's what he can do for you. That's what he can provide. And that's why it's hard for me to say, all right, well, maybe if the whole team's clicking and they're not playing the concrete mixer that is you and I, then it will have another 33-30 game or whatever it was in the first game.
And we'll be coming with these previews of each matchup probably Thursday or Friday, depending on how our schedule cooperates. Maybe we'll really piss everyone off and we'll put it out 20 minutes before the first game starts.
it's just high energy, rapid fire pace. Here's what you need to know. Okay, did we get to that? No. Oh, scratch that. Burn that. All right, here we go. This is the only matchup you need.
It'll be 10 minutes of lead-in banter and then 2 minutes of total bracket analysis.
Right.
It'll be the world's shortest Believe in FCS football podcast show.
Why would anybody listen? We're signed up for a minute-long ad read. I think we spent 4 minutes between two tonight.
Good. I hope they listen, and I hope they have a problem with it.
I don't. Yeah, I personally like don't.
I would like to get paid. Sean Fatsnets. We had some very strong recommendations from our friends at the book club. You got a bunch of them here. Let's hear them.
I do. And this is from Brendan, our good pal. South Dakota State defensive back. I'm going with a shot in the dark here. Dallas Beanham. 3 interceptions this past week. 3. You pick off a quarterback 3 times. Man. If someone tells me about it, you're going to make fat stats. That's fat, right, Joe?
That's pretty chunky.
It's chunky. That's weird.
Chunky.
Now, I think people that are act like they're grossed out by the word moist are hacks. Moist is, what are we 8? No. Okay. Chunky.
Moist.
That kid, yeah, you're not going to bother me with moist. Chunky, moist. Though. I haven't heard the word chunky in a good while. That gave me a little shiver.
Yeah, like the soup.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You haven't heard anyone call you chunky in a while?
My dad.
Nice. Thanks, Mr. Anderson.
Kennesaw State quarterback Xavier Shepherd. We talked with a little bit of an illusion here on this on this program. 4 for 5 passing, 115 yards, 1 passing touchdown.
What? He threw for 115 on 4 completions?
Explain that to me. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, 13 rushes for only 15 yards. But 4 rushing touchdowns.
That has to, I don't think I can pick anyone else.
Wait, what
15
kind of
15 rushing yards? I'm reading that correctly.
It's we're living in the Twilight Zone back assward stat line here.
He's got a win off of obscurity. That's a statigami.
How do you rush? How do you throw the ball 5 times and then you 115 yards, 1 touchdown, and they're a running team? He is like their touchdown machine. You know, he's their yardage. He's their team.
Are they just using him in short yardage? Is that what
I don't know. I don't know how it's possible to have 4 touchdowns on averaging 1.12 yards per carry. I don't know how that's physically possible.
All right. What are the other ones? These other boys are going to probably win it.
Here we go. I mean, we can combine them and give it to them if we want, but it's worth noting both of them. South Dakota State, Isaiah Davis, 15 rushes, 217 yards and a touchdown. He just looks like a mauler. South Dakota State running back Pierre Strong Jr., welcome back on the list, Pierre. 19 rushes, 185 yards and 1 touchdown combined. What is that like? Over 400 yards, 2 touchdowns on just about over 30 rushes.
I think it's 402 yards and 2 tripping? Touchdowns collectively. No, 402. Oh,
yeah. All right. So good luck stopping that. Good luck. And no one's hating.
I'm going to say this. Sac State, you're screwed.
Oh, that's tough.
Good luck. Good luck, guys.
Put 8 in the box. Hope Oladokun's off that day. That's your shot. Yeah. Incarnate Words, Cameron Ward. 39 for 54, 328 yards, 4 touchdowns. 4 touchdowns in the playoffs. you make it to Fat Stats.
Connor Wadswad, congratulations.
UT Martin wide receiver Donnell Williams, 7 receptions, 178 yards, 1 touchdown. Not decent. Overwhelmingly fat, but yeah. Enough to make the list. It's the playoffs.
A little plump.
180 yards in a playoff game, I'll take it.
Yeah, a little junk in the trunk. You know,
it's probably some school record. Something
a little plump.
Finally, and someone who we thought Berrier had the list locked up the whole year, you know?
Right.
Cole Kelly has sneakily been on the list every single week, just about. 31 for 45, 345 yards, and 4 touchdowns. I think he had like 35 rushing yards also. I can't imagine Berrier losing Fat Stats, but he might to Cole Kelly. If we're total number of times being on the list, he might lose. I'm sorry, are you too busy focusing on your eye pus?
I don't have any pus. I'm listening. No, we got to tally that up, though. We got to do that at some point.
Your goopy face.
I'll give you some goop. Oh, God, that was way more graphic than it needed to be.
Ew. Disgusting.
That was, oh, God.
You know what? Maybe we'll see you on the preview show. Maybe. That's something that'll turn the lights off on a show, and it'll, you know what?
I think we're done with the goop comment. We need to move past it.
To what?
The end of the
show.
That's
all I can think about. Yeah, the end of the show. Yeah, but it closes out strong.
You got anything?
What do you mean, you got anything?
You got anything?
How do I have anything? If we were on the radio, I'd say, take us to break. Because I need a minute. Break. I need 3 minutes to get some water and focus and center myself.
Subscribe at Joe DeLeon. I just realized our freaking... Where did our names go?
They're at the bottom.
God damn it, Ryan Roberts. What did he do? Wait 1 second. We're going to do this on the...
What are we doing?
He removed... Freaking Ryan removed our display names. I can't see our display names.
I see them. Believe in FCS football on the top with Joe DeLeon and Sean Anderson.
No.
Right at the bottom.
No. Wait.
Oh, those.
Wait, why is that? Oh, it's supposed to be that one. That's why. Damn it, Ryan. Ryan like moved all that. You weren't in here earlier. He moved everything. Long story. Subscribe at Joe DeLeon, at Sanderson Radio, at Believe Podcast, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get a podcast, find us, believe.com. You know it. Actually, we don't have a believe.com page currently. I have to set it up because that is my job.
Excuse me?
I know,
but why wouldn't ours be first?
Because it's too much back end jargon to explain on this podcast.
We'll do it after the
ours
show.
Ours was already up and running on a different platform, and we had to move everyone. I basically have access to something that none of the other hosts have access to, and we've been uploading to that thing, which is Simplecast.
Joe, do you know what that sound was?
What?
That was the sound of all of the listeners turning their
drive
keys
safe,
off in their
everybody.
Car and getting out of their cars because they couldn't listen anymore.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.